Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Hope you're doing well. Paul and I are excited to be back with you on this lovely spring week here in the middle, well, not quite the middle of May, but almost the middle of May. We just passed Cinco de Mayo. I know that's very big in the Paul Morrissey house.
I did have a guy drinking outside of my door on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's fun.
Which you doesn't invite him normally in? Happen. No, I was just like, this is weird to have. I've lived in a couple neighborhoods in L.A. that were very college-like, but I've never had like a middle-aged guy just drinking a big Dos Equis by my mailboxes. And
he's that's just fun. Like,
happy Cinco de Mayo. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, we hope you're all doing well. I am in the Motor City, Motown.
Yeah.
Detroit. Where I will possibly be I could be here shooting a top secret TV show about bread. I'm not sure exactly, but there's a good chance maybe that's happening. Paul, where are you?
I'm back in Los Angeles after a little couple days in San Francisco where I actually fell back in love with a thing called the sandwich, Tom.
Ooh, do tell.
I haven't eaten a sandwich. I used to be a lunchtime turkey sandwich guy for years and years and years. And then
I understand that.
I think in L.A., I never quite found a sandwich place.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're not a lot of them.
I don't know. It's really like to get a taco or like a nice Mexican lunch quickly is like a very LA thing, I think.
Yeah.
And the sandwich stuff goes by the wayside. What is your go-to lunch, even with this? Well, you got this fasting, but
whenever you just drive around LA and you're like, I just want to stop and pick up a quick sandwich at a deli, which is a very East Coast mentality. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of places to do that in LA. There really aren't. So, yeah, Trader Joe's, you can get like a wrap, or you go to supermarket and get a salad. It's not that exciting.
Yeah.
There are a couple places. There's the Domingo's in Encino, which is great, and there's
that's the Italian one. That's almost a a chicken parmesan sandwich, which you could have for dinner almost. Like, that's like a real undertaking.
Right.
I'm talking about just like a tin foil paper bag wrapped turkey sandwich that's like, you know, a place called Joe Subs. We used to have a place where I lived in Cortland, New York. There's a guy with one arm that would make the best sandwiches in town.
Oh, old one-hand Johnny.
It was Jack Danielson's. He could do everything with one hand, even cut and tight everything, wrap the paper. It was amazing just to watch.
That is amazing. So what happened when you went to San Francisco?
So I was like, I wanted to get lunch, and I was like, you know, looking around at places, and then I saw, it jumped out at me, Mr. Pickles.
Wow, of course that would jump out at you.
It was some sandwich place, and it wasn't like a chain or anything, so I just checked it out, and I was like, wow, this is really good. And then I ate there the next day.
Nice. So,
and then I got back today, and I got a turkey sandwich at Firehouse. That's a chain, but that's like the only sandwich place near me.
So now you're back in. You're going sandwich crazy.
I was.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of that because there's bread involved.
Well, but that's the thing I'm asking you, though, is like, is there a place? Because that Domingo's bread is amazing.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm cheating a little bit with this, with these like chain places, you know?
Well, you are. That bread is definitely not going to be as good tasting or as good for you. And I really do believe that that is the problem with people having different intolerances to bread, gluten products. I know there's some people that have that problem legit, and there's a lot of people that are just still suffering legit, but it's because there's so many other ingredients that are in those things that are, you know, a bread with 32 ingredients is not a bread. And we're being asked to digest all this crazy stuff that really isn't as pure and as easy to digest. And so you got to be careful when you go to those chains. You don't know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, that's what bothers me about even those hot dog places. It's like the rolls are barely can be called bread.
But when once you've walked into hot dog land, all bets are off. Anything, any roll is going to be far less dangerous for you than whatever is in that hot dog. I was here in Detroit, and we stopped at a place called Coney Island Dog, which is apparently been here forever. And then there's another like competing place right next to it. And, you know, my friend walked out with a big dog with onions on it and mustard, and it was like, you look at it, you're like, that looks pretty good, but man, it's going to change your whole day.
Yeah.
It's going to change your whole day. That's going to drop you filled with nitrates and salt, and you are just going to be in a world of hurt. It'll be delicious. And sometimes it's worth paying that price. There's nothing wrong with getting into some trouble once in a while. But on just a normal day, you might want to pass.
Yeah, when you're in line with the person who's like, hey, do you have any whole wheat buns? And it's like, where do you think this meat's coming from?
Yeah, exactly. You can call it meat is even being generous.
Yeah, there was like did you ever see the Young Comedian special? David Spade was like in Kmart or something buying a hot dog.
Right.
And he's asking the lady, you know, it's very LA thing to ask, like, hey, is that a, you know, is that like, are those non-fat or nitrate-free hot dogs? And the lady's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nobody at 7-Eleven's asking if they're fat-free hot dogs.
No, you know what you're getting in for. And you know, like I said, there's some times when getting into that kind of trouble is okay. You're ready for it. You geared up. You're ready to go. But not all the time.
Yeah, that's but that's the thing, too, is like I really do like bread. So the danger is sometimes eating too much bread. You know what I mean? Like I really like to get like a big sub, but then it's like the amount of bread it's almost a whole baguette that you're eating pretty much, you know?
Yeah, but again, you're talking about a big hero filled with meat and condiments and cheeses and stuff. Why take it out on the bread?
Why? But you know how crazy I am. My sandwich today was turkey, Swiss cheese, and lettuce. That was it. So
no mustard, so, no mayo.
No way.
Nothing on it.
So it's
just
cut
dry
in half.
Turkey.
Yeah.
No oil and vinegar.
No way. So it's so I can cut that in half, and that's lunch and dinner pretty much, you know. Unless I really want to like go out or meeting people out or something, that's good enough for me.
Right.
But it does feel like a lot of bread if it's that whole thing. Like, if you just got a sandwich, like one of those club sandwiches, that's just like two or three slices of bread, that's definitely like half.
I had a club sandwich tonight because the only place near my hotel is a Greek strip club. And so I stayed in and got the old club sandwich, and then just, that's a big sandwich.
Yeah.
I had to take half of it out.
Well, that's the thing, is like the club sandwich is the one where they put like the extra slice of bread in the middle, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they hold it together with a giant stick.
And in New York, they make the meat like 10 times bigger than any other place, you know?
Yes. And then you got this bacon in there, which is, I think I'm officially, I was thinking about this the other day, that the America is very good at taking something we love and beating it into the ground to the point where you can't enjoy it anymore. And I feel like we've hit the bacon tipping point.
Yeah,
I think bacon was enjoyed by people, and then people went crazy with bacon, and then bacon became like a badge of honor to put bacon on everything and wrap everything in bacon and put bacon shavings on stuff and bacon in your Brussels sprouts and bacon, 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 people going nuts with the bacon. Enough already. It's like what they did with the pumpkin. It was like somebody decided to have a pumpkin spice something, and then everybody went nutso, and now there's pumpkin in everything every September through November, and you just pumpkined out. Well, I think that's happened with the bacon. I think officially I'm declaring bacon's heyday is over.
Well, it's like the, you know, the fat guy that makes fat jokes about himself until he starts crying. So that's where we're at with all the, you know, he puts bacon on everything. He's like, ah, ha, ha, this is so disgusting.
Right.
And then he starts crying. That's where we're at, that point where it's like still funny, but it's going to be sad pretty soon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Enough with already bacon, people. Either dial it back. You're back to, you're no longer the head of the pack. You are now back in with everybody else. You tried to run it out of the race. You tried to break out too early, and now you run out of gas. Take your spot behind turkey and salami.
And honestly, it is like, you know, they easily put way too much bacon on sandwiches. Like, even two, like, if you have a couple little, like, sliver slices, it's just enough that it's, like, the right amount of taste. Like, if you have two big slabs of bacon on a sandwich, it gets in the way almost.
Yeah, it's too much. They went nuts. Back in my day, you'd put a little bacon bit on something, a tiny little square of bacon, bacon flavor. You weren't having whole big pigs on the side of everything. Enough already.
You were a steak-em guy, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have those when you were a kid?
Of course. Steak-ems were the best. The frozen steak sheets that you took out of the freezer and made your own steak, cheesesteak sandwiches, of course. Disgusting.
Is there real meat in there?
Oh, man, that would be a good documentary. Just do steak.
That's where the comes from.
Yeah.
Nutritional facts. I don't know.
Steak. Ugh. Bologna. Yeah,
I was never a big bologna guy. My brother would fry up those steakums, though. Definitely, I remember those.
Yeah. Those are big. In New Jersey, it had Taylor Ham, which was pork roll.
Oh, which yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Just little round circles of uniform meat-like substance.
Yikes.
Good stuff.
Well, how much have you eaten on this trip?
On this trip, not too bad. I did go to a chicken and waffle place.
Oh, yeah.
And those were pretty amazing. And I was in Florida before I came up here. I knew I was going to this chicken and waffle place and stopped eating in Florida. Just didn't eat anything knowing I was coming to the chicken and waffle place. And but you know what's amazing? Two bites of chicken, two bites of waffle, and you're kind of done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I mean, how much of this, if you really want to go nuts, but just as far as like just a couple couple bites, and you're pretty solid. You're pretty good. Satisfying. Ooh, I'm sure someone's doing it. Someone's doing something to everything. But that was pretty big. Then I've had a good amount of sweets.
Yeah.
More cookies than, but then I just try not to eat at all. I just try not to do too much. I'm not going too crazy. I've been okay. And you know, I would brought my running shoes because I would figure that's okay. I could do this kind of thing as long as I'm running and stuff and exercising in between. But the schedule's pretty long. It's like there's not that much time to sneak in a run.
Yeah, there was an airport in the last week that I was in that actually had a gym in the airport.
Really?
Like a workout place. I forget where it was. Maybe Minneapolis,
wow.
Something like that.
You would need a good amount of time in between flights to pull that off.
Yeah. I mean, really? You can't just sit on your ass for an hour?
Well, that's the thing. If it's just an hour, you're not doing it. If you had like a three-hour layover, I could see breaking a sweat and then stop sweating. You don't want to just like get onto the plane in your workout clothes all sweating.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing as, like, you shouldn't get a massage either. Just get to your gate and wait a few minutes. You don't need to.
Someone told me that their big go-to move in the airport is to hit the massage chairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that those are, according to her, really exceptional.
And then
she's like, you know how they, she was like, she said it the way that, like, that everybody knows it already. She's like, do you, well, you know how those chairs are just amazing now. So I got one of those massage. I was like, what? We went back up. What? They're amazing now? Yeah, apparently the massage chairs have stepped up their game.
Oh, yeah?
Would you do if that?
If I didn't imagine 50 other sweaty necks on the chair that day before I got on there.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I'm this close to bringing my own chair to the airport. I'm almost like a folding. If I could get away with a folding aluminum chair, I might bring that instead of those horrible seats.
Somebody came up behind me and grabbed my neck, like as like just like you ever, you know, when people come up behind and give you like two squeezes, like it's a. Not a massage, but just like a
right.
Bing, bing. And it was like, I almost fell to the ground with delight. I was like, oh, man, I don't think I've had a massage in years. I think it's time to take care of this situation.
Yeah, that'll probably, you got to go back to the cupping guy. Maybe he can do some acupuncture and some back massage. You can get stabbed.
Yeah.
You can get stabbed, burned, and rubbed all at the same time.
Now we're back to the Greek strip club across the street.
Yeah, do they, instead of pasties, do they have grape leaves over their nipples? Is that how they do it in the, the Greek places?
I'm sure they've got it all there.
They're
on
all
the
natural. But yeah,
where are you going the rest of this
week? I am here. I just have a couple shows in town, and
it's beautiful. It's like 1,000 degrees there, and everyone's warm and
toasty.
Yeah,
it's pretty hot. God, it's almost, I would say, what they would call Hollywood Bowl season. Tom, are you planning on doing a? Are you doing a little wine picnic Hollywood Bowl thing? For people who don't know, on the West Coast, there's a thing called the Hollywood Bowl, which is very, it can be posh, but also there's good shows to see, and it's outside, and there's no bugs, and it's always very nice, especially now. So it's kind of a cool thing to take in, but the crowds are kind of crazy.
It is. That's a big, it's a big summertime thing. I
enjoy
it.
You saw a couple shows last year, right? What'd you see?
Yeah, my friend has a box there, which is like, that's what you want to be, like, kind of close in these boxes where they, like, set up tables. You can eat your dinner there before the show. It's very elegant. The only time I've gone is when my friend's taken me.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I've only been a couple
times. Didn't you go to, you saw the Prairie Home Companion, right? Or no?
Yeah, I saw the final Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. That was amazing. And then I saw ELO last year.
That was right, yeah.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
see Tom Petty, except you didn't, and you missed out.
And now
he's gone. And you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
I saw Tom Petty at Bonnaroo.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was walking around with comedian Morgan Murphy. The two of us were at Bonnaroo at the same time. And we were walking around while Petty was playing. And it was like halfway, like 40 minutes in, we're like, he's been playing for 40 minutes straight and has played nothing but hits.
Yeah.
Petty was just a beast.
Well, you get to the point now, especially, like, I've come to kind of try to appreciate, like, who is still alive that I might get a chance to see for the last time. You know, not that these people are going to die, but they're definitely not going to be touring that much.
Yeah.
So, of these people coming up, Tom, May 22nd,
yes,
we have, interesting, Paul Simon.
Oh.
He jumps in that category. A guy probably, what, early 70s maybe? Or late 60s? Late,
yeah,
60s? How long is Paul Simon going to do a Monday night show at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Good point. That would be a great show. He's always has a great show.
And then 2 days later, Baby James Taylor.
Oy.
With Sheryl Crow.
I don't know if I got to see that anymore. Hey. I think, I don't know if that's worth the traffic.
Yeah, they have a lot of retro acts, as they say. There's a Rod Stewart, Cyndi Lauper, that I probably would have, can go without.
These are all the old people cashing in.
Here's the Yacht Rock show. July 13th, Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, and Christopher Cross.
Oh, boy.
That's a triple header of sleepy jazz.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Good night, everybody. I told you I opened for Kenny Loggins.
How was that?
That was pretty cool. It was the first time I ever opened for anybody. I was in Florida. We did like six dates together, and I had to drive myself between dates and just show up. And the only time I met him is when he came into my, burst into my dressing room because they used to call him Papa tour. Like, like, where's Papa? And they would call him Papa, and he thought it was his dressing room. And he came in, and I'm just sitting in there in my little shirt. And that was the only time I met him. Then it was just like I would drive to the next town. I'd get up on stage without seeing him. They would just put me out there. I would tell my jokes, come off, And then he would come on, and that would be it. I never saw
him. Oh, wow. I don't think they do that. Like, yeah. I've gotten booked to open for, like, singular dates in certain places. Like, I opened for Weird Al Yankovic once. And, yeah, that was the biggest crowd ever. I think it was, like, 10,000, maybe. It was outdoors.
Wow.
And it's all...
outdoors for Weird
yeah,
Al.
And it's all kids, you know? Like, parents bringing their kids, kind of. It wasn't, like, as hip now, you know, like... now Weird Al is kind of like, you know, these, our age has kind of grown up on him and would still see him. But back then it was like parents bringing kids to see him because he's doing like the Star Wars stuff. And so, but there's like this scary rodeo guy that was just like, just remember, there's kids out there. If you swear, say anything dirty, I'll come, I'm just going to tackle you and we'll drop the curtain. So don't even think about it.
Yeah, oh,
he's
really?
Pretty intense.
Oh, man. I love the idea of him just coming out and tackling you if you say a bad word.
There'd be some physical threat. but yeah, are you going to see funny. The... I noticed your buddy Rob Zombie is out on tour with Marilyn Manson. You going to see that one?
No, you know, this comes into the category of fun things I like. I really want to do, but never do. You know, I want to take advantage of the new vape pens. I want to go out there and party on Cinco de Mayo. All these things sound great and fun. I'd love to go to some music festivals. That sounds great too. None of it's happening. None of it's happening. I go from town to town. I do my shows. I do some writing whenever I can. And that's pretty much it.
Well, it's weird. I ended up at some music thing the other day. I ended up seeing that crazy band Ghost. Did I tell you that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, how did you end up seeing them again?
So a friend of mine that was like in music, like A&R stuff, like handles all the merchandising for like... for Rob Zombie and Motorhead and all these big bands, and Ghost is one of them, and they are doing like this special little pop-up thing at the Roxy in LA. And so if you don't know the band Ghost, it's a guy dressed like the Pope who looks like a skeleton from one of Rob Zombie's movies.
Yeah,
and,
pretty much.
And yeah, it's kind of fun, but it was cool because I was kind of behind the scenes a little bit, and it was just, you know, all these cool like rock people, like, you know, I forget, it's called the Rainbow, I think. There's one of those bars on Sunset, they actually have like a bronze statue of Lemmy from Motorhead inside. Have you ever seen it? It's pretty crazy.
No.
And so like they had, you know, all these like British, like, you know, Motorhead's managers and like all these kind of like rock people with a bunch of tattoos. And I never actually, we ended up talking about your tattoo a little bit because
oh,
they
really?
All knew Rob. And then I told him, I said, yeah, my buddy Rob told him to keep his. I go, I'm still trying to think about getting one. And so then they were showing me all theirs. They have all these different kind of animals and, you know, these people were made to wear, like, cut-off rock concert shirts, you know, just to show off their tattoos
right.
and bandanas and stuff. And
I know. It's time for us to get new tattoos.
Well, that's what I mean. Couldn't you be that guy, Tom? Just turn it up and, like, you got two sleeves of tattoos when you come back from the next tour. And your wife's like, who is this guy coming back?
Yeah. No.
Couple of earrings.
Yeah, that's not a dad's job. As a dad, your main job is just being consistent. You just got to be the same guy. It's not really our job. If you're the teenager in the house, you're supposed to show up at breakfast one day and just be completely something different. If you're the dad, whatever goofball thing you've landed on when these people showed up in your life, you just keep doing that.
You're the sign of stability.
Yeah, it's not. I can't just walk in with like a wallet with a chain hanging off of it. and some biker boots and a big neck tattoo. That'll throw the whole house right into chaos. It just doesn't go that way. You just put on your black eyesod, your jeans, get there in the kitchen and
yeah, but you
coffee.
Said they were talking to you about changing up the outfit. I say you just get something to put them on notice. You come home with leather pants one day. That gets them to shut up about your wardrobe choices.
Yeah. You know what I just noticed on TV? Ozzy Osbourne's back with another dumbass show.
Oh, really?
What's happened to entertainment? Yeah, he's got him and his son are now.
But is he divorced now, I think?
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to pay for something. Now it's Ozzy going fly fishing. Oh, who cares? Isn't it funny to have Ozzy being out of it, but now he's doing stuff in Alaska? Stop it. Who needs it? And that's another thing that's getting depressing is all of these old rock stars. You know, you talk about the Hollywood Bowl thing, like, oh, get Paul Simon on his last legs. It's fine. All these creepy bands with the guys with the long hair and still rocking it out. I'm as done with that as I am bacon. they all look like crispy bacon. They're in the same category. Done. It's over.
I like the guys that are getting the ones that are getting older, but still like you know, like that Metallica guy has short hair now and kind of looks grown up. And Dave Matthews has never tried to look young or hip or anything. He just plays, right?
Yeah. No, those guys are solid. I'm talking
like
about
Motley Crue coming back.
I'm talking about Journey and Foreigner and.
Well, Journey's got the young Filipino singer. He's.
Yeah, they're doing the Temptations thing where it's going to be one guy from the original band.
Well, they did the.
I was at the Motown Museum today.
Oh no way!
Which is this tiny little house where all of Motown started, the Motown label. What's his name? Barry Gordy.
Barry Gordy, yeah.
Just this tiny little house. And that's where they started between 59 and 72, recording all of this amazing Motown music. So crazy. It all came from this one little spot. This little house, like your grandma would
live in. Well, and that city, too. Do you know the one comedian who was signed by Motown?
Jackie Leonard.
No, Willie Tyler and Lester. Have you ever met him?
Oh, really?
No. I mean, he's like a guy, you know, obviously from growing up, he would just be on, what, the Hollywood Squares and all those shows. And
yeah, you'd see.
Yeah,
him
he would open
place.
For the Jackson 5. Like he's got these amazing stories, like of doing, you know, all that. You know, Smokey Robinson. Like he would just open Stevie Wonder, and he was like their age. You know, it was pretty crazy.
By the 1980s, I think Motown Music was the largest black owned corporation in the world. Amazing.
Well, that's what see the Jackson thing? Like they had to like buy their way out or something, or there was some weird thing where they actually like left him and had to make them be cool with it.
Do their own label.
Yeah, because they had to call them something else. Yeah,
pretty cool. But it's we're going to the Motown Museum. I figured this is going to be like you know like the Hall of Fame or something. Get there, it's this tiny little grandma house. That's where it all happened. So amazing.
That's crazy.
Detroit. We should open a bakery in Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we got to tie in. We got to open. Tom, there's so many things we have to do. I've been talking to all these people. You got to be able to monetize on your appearances. So that's what they said. When we perform somewhere, we got to sell our microbrew our ice cream. We got to have some bread.
We don't have a microbrew.
I know. We have to create all these things. It's going to be a bazaar outside of our shows where we're just selling.
Man, we could just barely press the record button for this podcast.
We need somebody in charge of merchandising.
We got to get people on our subscription list so we can now buy a merch guy. Oh, I never plugged in the beginning of this podcast that all of the book events are posted now on TomPapa.com.
Oh, okay, great. I thought you said you never plugged in the microphone.
June 5th it comes out, and all of the live appearances in Phoenix and Portland and
Salt Lake City, I think.
D.C., Salt Lake City. They're all posted up there, so check them out. And then if you're not in one of those places, we will be announcing tomorrow the online signing. So you can join up online and watch online, like on YouTube or Facebook Live. I'm not sure which way it's being done. But you'll be able to, if you can't attend one of these, you'll be able to attend that one at least on your computer and talk directly to me and get your book signed. So all that stuff is coming out. Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet. Pretty
awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome. So Man. Is it removed now? Do you feel... Because remember when you did it, there was no, like, finish line to it, right? Because I guess you're like, it's going to be another year until they put it out, and then now it's finally here.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you just did it, or is it something that you're like, oh, wow, that was a long time ago?
No, it feels like I just did it, especially because I did the audiobook
for
9 hours, and it feels like it hasn't gone away. No, it's still very much in the current to-do list, let's say.
I'll get the audiobook. I got some credits on Audible. I'm in the monthly thing. That's what we should get. Them.
Nice.
Can't we get them to sponsor us? We get an Audible plug from them for Your Dad Stole My Rake.
Yeah, maybe.
I always like the audiobooks, especially from comedians. So,
yeah. So it'll all be happening. It's all out there. And we're going to San Francisco soon, too.
Yes, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And actually, I'm getting up there. I'm going to do that Throckmorton Theater on Tuesday the 15th when you're in New York. And are you flying from New York to there, or you're not? You got like a day in between, I guess.
No, from New York to there. Yeah. I have a gig in New Jersey, and then I go right from there to good old San Francisco.
Nice. And then we got to find some food there.
Oh, my God. That's a good running city, too. Just bring your running shoes.
I'd rather rent those little carts that you ever see those ones that they got like two.
Yeah, they're like little go-karts.
I would. Yeah, we should run or do something. Can't we?
Yeah, we gotta be physical. We gotta go to the beach soon with our new tattoos. We gotta show off our new tattoos.
Kayak to Alcatraz or something like that. Wouldn't Michelle Wolf do something like that? Do a marathon. Swim to Alcatraz and back.
Yeah. Michelle Wolf would do an ultra marathon and then swim across.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else is going on. Well, hopefully the Warriors aren't in, like, the NBA Finals that week. That would be bad.
I heard LeBron had another amazing game.
Yeah, he hit the game-winning shot. They're actually playing... They're playing right now, but it's I think if they win this game, it's over. So,
okay.
But then, so and then the Celtics. Shape. It may end up being the Celtics and LeBron in the conference finals.
Ooh, that would be exciting for
you.
Yeah,
my brother may end up going. He works for the Cleveland Clinic. So,
woofy do.
Yeah, we have to go to Cleveland. But
Whoopsie.
But then, yeah, the Golden State, hopefully they're not. I think the last time we were there, they were in the finals, too. Like, it was like May or June.
Oh, man, we're going to run into that again? Damn it.
I think, yeah, probably.
Yep, for sure. We'll be performing while Golden State's
hopefully
playing.
They're just away, though. They're not home games. But, yeah, it's like a long way off.
It
there's like two.
Help.
They'll probably be in like the conference final series, so it won't be like the finals, but it'll still be like a big thing going on in the city. But
all right, whoopee do. Maybe we won't have to do a late show on Friday.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, hopefully the game's on like Sunday or something. That would be ideal.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, so, and then we're still baseball season, though. We wouldn't go see a game. The San Francisco Giants count as baseball?
Add it to the list. Vape pens, rock concerts, water slides, baseball games while we're on the road. It's not happening.
What about your buddy Dave Matthews is doing the Hollywood Bowl?
That I would see.
Tom Papa does a little schmooze fest for the Dave Matthews Show.
Yeah. That we did that show together. How about that little trifecta? Dave Matthews and I did a show in the same venue where Paul Simon and I did the show. It was fundraiser. And So both those little guys on your Hollywood Bowl wish
list. Nice. And guess who's there August 12th, a few days after my birthday, Mr. Randy Newman. So there's three people on the list that...
I've already met that guy.
I know, you're getting spoiled with all the music stuff on Live From Here.
Yeah, that show has been pretty badass.
So, what do you think, man? We're at 42 minutes, and I got one bar. So
I gotta go.
We should end on a high note.
Oh boy! All right, yeah. Let's do this so people don't get annoyed with us that our thing cut out in the middle of us speaking.
So thanks to everybody. Your dad's on my rake June 5th, right?
Yeah, man. That's the way. It's gonna go down. Oh, this is me running out of batteries myself.
All right.
I got up at 4 in the morning, left LA, went to Florida, had an hour, did a show for an hour and 10 minutes or whatever, went to bed. A car picked me up at 3:50 East Coast time, which is 1:00 in the morning in LA. Mm-hmm. And got driven an hour to the airport, landed in Detroit, and started filming immediately. Wow. Yeah, that is. I gotta stop.
Tom's putting in the hours, folks. Make sure you buy the book. Buy the book.
All right, buddy.
Have fun.
Good talking to
you
guys. Enjoy your life.
Well, have fun.